The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Lawman, the lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew, a brand new week starting. Yep. Hope everybody had a... Well, what is that?
Brand new week, yuck.
Jeez. Must have had a bad Easter.
No, it was good. Not long enough.
Did y'all cook and things like that? Did y'all...
No.
Oh, okay. Did you go out to eat?
Hybrid. So we got Jim and Nick's and ate at the house.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
It was only Bobby and Jeffrey.
We had ham and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. And let's see, what else? Deviled eggs, of course. Got to have deviled eggs. Chess pie. Wasn't chocolate, but it was chess pie. We had a bunny cake.
Oh, that's cute.
Pistachio salad. Caesar salad thing mixed too. So, had a good meal. 23 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the biggest Easter we've had in a long time, family-wise. So, but all went well. The little ones, there are only a few of the little ones left. There's only like three now, I think, that still hunt eggs.
Oh.
So.
Was there only minor fighting?
Well, there wasn't any fighting.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. There's three. They're three. They're very little.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the family.
Well, that's a little nosy, don't you think?
Just kidding.
Did you have any fight in your family?
No, it was all copacetic. Dalton and Megan didn't make it because Dalton had to break down things at church.
Yeah. Whatever. And he's using it. He's got to be off a week because he had to break down things. Is that what it is?
It's pretty hectic.
He's taking a day or two off, though, isn't he? Or is he?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's pretty hectic because all of the things that are set up for the service, you know, they have time, plenty of time to set that up on Friday and Saturday, but it's got to be out Sunday because school's back in session today, obviously, and they do it at Whitworth Buchanan. So.
Yeah, a little more work to that.
Yeah, and all the rental equipment and stuff, so yeah.
You know, I was listening back to a podcast, speaking of Dalton, and we were doing that 50-50 thing, who said it? The game, who said it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he sits back and like, oh, that's wrong. That's right. Oh, that's wrong. I mean, like on his little throne, you know. And have you noticed he loves all the games that he's the host of, that he doesn't have to answer any questions?
It's all of them.
But he hates, well, just about. He hates everything that, you know, he has to participate in.
He wants to host Family Feud, but I refuse.
Oh, better reader. I mean, no, never. Why would he want to do that?
I don't know.
Well, he answers all the, in the lightning round, he answers everything before you even get out. And some of them are wrong.
Well, yeah.
But he answers them so fast, you don't have a chance to, you know, participate.
Well, he's the typer, too, so.
Yeah. How did he get that title? Because he's got a keyboard in front of him.
Yeah.
Earth Day's tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. MTE's on the square Saturday. And that's the 26th. Looking forward to that. That's from 10 a.m. to 2. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, too. And this is episode 1640.
Yeah, a little later on in the week, John, we're going to start counting down to Memorial Day and the end of school.
Why is it on here? It's not on here.
Later in the week.
Oh, you haven't put it in yet.
Right. Because we are...
But then they're going to have two more days of school.
After Memorial Day,
ooh,
yes.
They're not going to like that.
I had to confirm that because I saw the calendar and I thought, And I always like it when people, I emailed James Evans and he said, great question. And then he answered it. So I was proud of myself. It was like I was back in school. I asked a good question. But yeah, you go back, Memorial Day's on that Monday, so you're off that day. You go back Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is a teacher work day and Friday is the half day.
Wow.
So
feel sorry for teachers during that week because, yeah, you know, everybody thinks Memorial Day, that's the end, and they're going to have 2.5 more days.
And it'll be that way next year, too, because it's just the way the calendar falls.
Of course, most of them won't come the last 3 days, so it won't make any difference. That's the way it works. Yeah. I mean, after Memorial Day, you might see a third of your school population, probably.
Yeah.
If I were a betting man, that's what I would bet.
That's crazy, too, because...
unless they just need babysitters. I mean, that day.
Yeah.
You know.
But, it's like spring fling's going to be a problem because school's going to still be in session at the high schools.
A big, big problem. Yep. That's true. All right. We've got more to come. 617. You're listening to The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees. Southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms return through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 58 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro residents, did you know our city could receive $175 per person each year in state funding? That's why it's important to participate in the special census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Listing everyone in your household helps us qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and other services. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
No new taxes, no cost to you, just more to Murfreesboro. Visit murfreesborocensus.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Golden State Warriors took their playoff opener at Houston 95-85. It was a 23-point lead for Golden State in the third quarter. The lead was down to 4 late in the game. Steph Curry scored 31 points. Cleveland got 30 from Donovan Mitchell and beat the Miami Heat 121-100. At Boston, 30 points for Derek White in a Celtics win over Orlando 103-86. At Oklahoma City, pounded Memphis 131-80, the largest Game 1 win in NBA playoff history. In the NHL playoff late game at Vegas, the Golden Knights defeated Minnesota 4-2. Victories for Toronto and Carolina. U.S. women's hockey won the world championships, beating Canada in overtime. Justin Thomas was the golf winner in a playoff. NASCAR's Cup Series was off for Easter. The Sunday night ball game went to the Padres, now 16-6, beat Houston 3-2. The Reds won at Baltimore 24-2.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour, and welcome back on a Monday morning. John and Brian with you this morning. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration coming up this Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out local and organic products, live music, and free fun for the whole family April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. The grilled cheese truck will be busy.
Yeah.
I wonder why they chose grilled cheese. I mean, that seems odd. I mean, I think it's great, but...
Well, they've got all their little electric griddles out there that they can just serve them up.
Well, I understand, but I mean, you can also have tacos, and you could have that too, couldn't you? Well, I'm causing a controversy, aren't I?
I think they're just showing off their electric griddles.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and they're going to have hot dogs, free hot dogs and drinks, and you can walk around the square and have a good time.
Kid zone. Kids are going to get to do all these fun things.
And the farmer's market starting up, isn't it?
That'll be next week.
Yeah.
It'll be the first Saturday in May.
I love the farmer's market. You ever gone up there on a Saturday on the square?
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
You've gone strolling?
Yeah, on a Saturday, yeah. Parking's a little difficult sometimes. Depends on the crowd.
Yeah.
And
I've got a suggestion on where you can park.
WGNS?
Well, not for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can park.
You've got the parking garages on either side. The county one over on, you know, by the judicial building.
Yeah, I always forget
too.
About the parking garage for some reason. I don't know why. And you think I would know it because it's so easy to get to. But I'm going to have to get to know it, I'm afraid. All right. Brady Lutton is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all he does for the city of Murfreesboro and just a great guy. Brady's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations, Brady. And if you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day to us, well, all you have to do is text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways you can get your good neighbors into us here at the Big G. Well, let's see. Today is Kindergarten Day, National Egg Salad Sandwich Day, National Chickpea Day, and it's also Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. Don't know what that means. Oh, just have a bulldog.
Yeah, bulldogs are beautiful.
Did you see where the senator brought his bulldog in and said everybody needs to, he makes them happy and everybody should love each other and not fuss and fight all the time?
I did not see that.
Yeah, pretty cool. He was a good-looking dog. And he was just like slobbering and, you know, I don't know. All right. It's time for, you did that. Time for, what is it? Oh, Song of the Day.
Yeah.
Do we have time?
And this week's Song of the Day are special holidays, and it happens to be Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Oh. Well, you're really scraping the barrel, aren't you?
Yeah.
For these Song of the Days. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services. Up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit murfreesborocensus.com. That's murfreesborocensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. The TBI, along with other East Tennessee agencies, are investigating a fatal house fire in Pigeon Forge. Firefighters say when they arrived at the home on PD Drive Thursday, the two-story home was fully involved. A victim was later discovered in the second floor of that home. The victim was taken to the Knox County Regional Forensic Center by the Sevier County Medical Examiner's Office for identification. Memphis police are investigating another mass shooting, this one over the holiday weekend that left one man dead and four other people injured. It happened late Saturday near Le Bonheur Hospital. According to Memphis police, officers responded to a shooting at Mosby and Dunlap. Five victims were injured and were transported to local hospitals. Three of them were in non-critical condition. Two, though, were in critical, and one of those men died Sunday. No arrests have been made. Witnesses say the suspect may have been driving a gray four-door sedan. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A Rutherford County man facing a serious penalty after being caught dumping a mattress. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Calvin Mosby was caught on camera discarding the mattress and box springs on Florence Road earlier this month. Mosby was identified and charged with aggravated criminal littering, altering registration, and tampering with evidence. He was released after posting a $5,000 bond. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 is our time, and we urge you to drive safely out there. Be careful. You know, the days are getting, you know, nicer in the morning and that kind of thing. Sun can be a problem. You know, the sun rising and you're going to school and the sun gets in your eyes. Mm. You know, it can be dangerous.
When you're driving,
Yeah, so... there are certain times of a day I go play golf and I leave. We usually get 8:20 tee time where I can leave at 7:35 after Salem gets in school and Barfield's in school, and I zip right on into Indian Hills. But if you do any earlier, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, you're busy earlier anyway. Here with me.
Well, I mean, 8:20 is a push.
Yeah.
I mean, what time would I get out of here? 7:45?
Mm-hmm.
8:20. But I'm talking about if I'm off on those days, it could be terrible. All right. Wing Martindale died.
He did.
Yeah, 91. And he's from Jackson, Tennessee. He was a disc jockey. Also, a couple of things about it. He was the host of the Teenage Dance Party. That was a local show. And did you know Elvis Presley dated his wife before he married his wife?
I did not.
Yes. And... he was on, I think Elvis was on his show as well. And he's the host of Tic-Tac-Doe, Gambit, I think a couple other shows too.
I remember Tic-Tac-Doe.
Yeah.
D-O-U-G-H, like money.
But now, did he not have a voice?
He did.
I mean, he had a little bit of everything. Good-looking guy and tall and could speak. And he just said he loved to talk. And that's one of his greatest...
Yeah.
Thrills. He loved talking to people.
Got to meet him at Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame induction one year.
Yeah. He would have been, what, 75 probably?
Probably.
Something like that. Time just kind of flies by. But our condolences to his family. But Wing Martindale, High Rollers, you remember that? He was host of High Rollers, too. I remember that show.
I think I do.
I don't remember Gambit that much, but... Tic-Tac-Toe is one I think he's favored for, and it was syndicated.
Yeah, it was on forever.
We need to have a show dedicated to game show hosts one day, and just, you know, take them all out there.
It was a really weird thing, but when my wife was in the hospital, you know, she was in the hospital for like 2.5 months before Bobby was born, and it just so happened that my work schedule, when I got off work, when I went to the hospital. It was the Game Show Network, and we were hooked on it. Match Game.
Oh,
with Gene Rayburn.
Yeah.
It's like every day.
It's some good memories on a lot of those shows, and Hollywood Squares. And
some of the things that they would say was just really off the wall, especially on the Match Game.
And way ahead of their time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, subtle jokes that you now get, and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
That was kind of rough. But anyway. Condolences. 91, lived a good life, though. Wink Martindale. Time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
On this April 21st, back in 1789, John Adams was sworn in as first U.S. Vice President, 9 days before Washington.
That's weird.
Well, now I said Washington, 9 days before Washington. There you go. 1952, Secretary's Day is first celebrated. Now it's called Administrative Professional Day.
Wow. Fancy.
Yeah. I wonder, I guess they still have secretaries, don't they? I mean, I guess the job's a lot different.
They're administrative professionals, John.
Well, okay. In 1956, Elvis Presley's first hit record, Heartbreak Hotel, becomes number one.
Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll be just lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just lonely. I could die.
In 1963, this is where we have Elvis and the Beatles both in it.
Oh, same thing.
The Beatles meet the Rolling Stones for the first time.
When the Stones were the group that was coming up hard and strong behind the Beatles, were you all friends?
Yeah, we went to see them at, I believe the place was called Crawdaddy in Richmond. We went down and saw them and became good friends.
You can only get sound bites like that on the Wake Up Crew.
That's cool.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
1984, after 37 weeks, Michael Jackson's album Thriller is knocked off as top album by Footloose.
Now I gotta cut loose.
I think the greatest Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show was when Kevin Bacon reenacted that.
Oh, really?
That was like in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the show. It was amazing. Geraldo Rivera opens Al Capone's vault on live TV and finds nothing except great ratings for his show.
Yeah.
1993, action TV series Walker, Texas Ranger, starring Chuck Norris, debuts on CBS.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
And in 2010, Shrek Forever After, directed by Mike Mitchell, Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy reprise their roles, premieres at the Tribeca Film Festival. That's Today in History. That's part of the Wake Up Crew. Brandon Brooks with Rewind is coming up next at 6:33.
That's where the Rangers gonna be.
This is CBS Rewind.
April 21st, 1930. The Los Angeles premiere of the epic war film All Quiet on the Western Front. This date in 1982, CBS aired the final episode of the classic sitcom
WKRP in Cincinnati.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
April 21st, 1989.
If you build it, he will come.
The release of the baseball drama.
Is this heaven?
No.
Field of Dreams.
It's Iowa.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
It reminds us of all that once was good.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms return to the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 58 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to crank up a little bit more in the last few minutes coming in from Smith County, Wilson County, through the Mount Juliet area here on I-40 going westbound as you work your way towards Hermitage. It's trying to load up a little bit more volume on 24 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, working your way past 840. There was radar earlier on I-40, parts of Dixon County. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof and it's starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check them out online today at IRSroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests. pest, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Are you new to town? Maybe you want to learn more about the community. Well, the Rutherford County Historical Society invites you to come over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and talk local history. They'll answer your questions and share history that you didn't know. And it's all free, including the coffee and donuts. That's Saturday mornings, 9 until noon, at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street. People are asking about Spring Fling. That's a little bit down the road, but we wanted to let you know it's May 20th through 23rd, and volunteers are needed. Get with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and see how you can help. Spring Fling, May 20th through the 23rd. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 before the hour, and you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Eat my shorts.
Okay. Well, that was nice. It is time for our third Darryl Rigsby dad joke. And if you don't know who Darryl Rigsby is, one of the fine employees of Smyrna government. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh. I mean, does he like know the mayor and stuff?
Oh, yeah. He knows some big people.
Wow.
In fact, you better watch what you say about Darryl Rigsby. Yeah.
I might need to talk to him about a ticket. I'm just kidding.
No, he doesn't work that way. He doesn't work. No. Trying to bribe government agent. Okay. This is his third one. So far, two fives, really. Actually.
Plus.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know. Why?
Because their horns don't work.
And your thoughts? Daryl.
Your jokes are amazing.
Your jokes are amazing.
641 here on the Wake Up Crew. We'll continue with more right after this timeout.
CBS News Special Report. Bells tolled at the Vatican for Pope Francis after word that he died at the age of 88. Just yesterday, he blessed the faithful in St. Peter's Square. Reporter Rich Lamb.
In his final days, he ignored doctor's orders. They told him to rest. Instead, he went out on the streets to be with the faithful, and that was Francis. He was really a pontiff like no other.
John Allen with the Catholic news website Crux.
It probably was precisely the way Pope Francis would have scripted his exit. His papacy was all about proximity to the people from beginning to the end.
The Pope angered some with his inclusivity, including his outreach to LGBTQ Catholics. But he argued,
the gospel is for everyone. If the church places a customs officer at the door, that is no longer the Church of Christ.
Pope Francis, dead at the age of 88. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Scam calls are once again targeting Rutherford County residents, prompting a fresh warning from the sheriff's office. This time, scammers are impersonating law enforcement by spoofing the number 615-208-3130 and falsely claiming it to be Lieutenant Michael Carman, a name that holds zero ties to the department. These calls are made more convincing by mimicking the sheriff's office's actual voicemail system, typically heard at 615-898-7777. Authorities emphasize that the real sheriff's office does not request money over the phone, and any such call should be treated as fraudulent and deleted. Murfreesboro and surrounding communities are urged to remain vigilant as the scam continues to circulate. While residents in Rutherford County are staying alert for scams, they may also be feeling the impact of broader economic concerns, particularly the rising cost of rent. A new WalletHub study evaluated affordability across 182 U.S. cities and found that Tennessee's major cities did not fare well. Memphis ranked 153rd in the least affordable in the state, followed by Knoxville at 152 and Nashville at 102. Although Murfreesboro and Smyrna weren't individually ranked, residents here are not immune to similar financial pressure, with rent prices climbing more than 50% over the past decade and wages lagging behind. Experts suggest cost-saving strategies like choosing simpler accommodations, seeking roommates, and finding units with included utilities. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you already listen. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah! We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, 9:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city. $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community, build roads, maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system. And the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, welcome back.
Hello.
We are just right in the heart of the Wake Up Crew this morning on a Monday. And we do want to remind you, Earth Day's tomorrow. And I was going to have this big thing on Earth Day, you know, but I thought, no, I think I'm just going to let the people celebrate it on the square tomorrow, you know, on the Saturday, you know. We might mention it later on, but tomorrow maybe. But I was going to have, there were some facts about Earth Day.
Oh.
I was going to, but.
Wow. You've got a little notebook. I'm impressed.
I have really done some work. They have found, this is sad, Gene Hackman, of course, and his wife, mm-hmm. They have found that place was infested with rats and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Like the inside, like, I think they got where they didn't take care of the place very well. There's two storage barns and another separate house. I mean, this is a huge mansion.
Oh, sure.
And that was infested with mice, with rats. And then I think inside the house there was feces and stuff.
Ew.
Just all over the place, because I think she was kind of got overwhelmed, and the place was so big and he was pretty much helpless, couldn't do anything. And it's a lot worse than I think than they first let on.
That whole thing is just odd. You know, like, who passed away first? You would think that she probably did, and then he just wandered around.
He wandered for 2 or 3 days, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know whether he knew that she was dead or what. Or of course, evidently, the Alzheimer's had gotten pretty bad at that point.
Yeah.
But to wander around that house for 2 or 3 days. But they did say he wasn't dehydrated, so he was evidently getting water. You know, he was drinking something, you know. But
Maybe the good Lord just took him on.
She worked in she worked in the garden a lot too, and she was out and about, and
that's where she got that.
But I think the inside of the house was worse than.
Oh really?
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Because at first it was, you know, probably got it from working outside in the garden.
Yeah.
She died of a disease carried by rats.
Did they ever say what the dog died of that was in the crate, or?
He probably, I don't
know. Dehydration, maybe?
Well, if he never got fed, if she was the only one to feed the dog and he was in the crate for days, I mean, he can't go very long until he just starts to death.
I can't believe.
And I can't believe his family never checked
on
him.
Well, I know. And maybe they were not that close and they
that
just
has
didn't
to be the
feel
reason.
To do it, you know? So.
I mean, you know, if your dad's got Alzheimer's, that, you know, you're probably keeping a closer eye on him.
You would think. I think they've come out and spoken since then and have answered some questions, but I just can't believe how it, but I do realize how it can get that in that kind of shape, because I've known some older people that they just lose control. They can't take care of themselves anymore, and unless you have some constant help, and the house goes and things get bad. I've had some family members that's happened to, so such a sad thing for it to happen. Well, anyway, I did want to remind you that coming up, we've got Sunshine Nutrition coming up as well. Are you talking to Sunshine Nutrition, or is that going to be Bart?
That will actually be Scott.
Scott is going to be talking to Sunshine Nutrition, and we're going to play a game later on today. And
what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea what we're going to do. And we're going to take a look at the forecast, and we're going to have a CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Well, it's getting really rough. Coming up at 6:57. But first, Mr. Haney, but first, we have to do our celebrity birthdays.
It's birthday time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, I like that at the end, the laugh. 1729, Catherine the Great. She was born, German-born Empress of Russia.
What made her great, I wonder? I don't have any idea.
I don't either. She reigned from 1762 to 1796, and who expanded the Russian Empire. 1951, Tony Danza. He played in Taxi and Who's the Boss?
There is more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you.
And 1958, Andy McDowell. Why did I let that go so long?
I don't know.
I was looking up a note. Andy McDowell, American actress, really good actress, born in 1958. And in 1980, Tony Romo, American football player, who is now the, color analyst for CBS.
That's right.
CBS Sports. Our local birthdays. We have just a few. I'm really surprised at this.
Yeah, today, and we're even doing some birthdays from yesterday.
Yes, well, maybe it's because it's Easter. It was Easter.
April's usually pretty busy.
Yeah. Well, Nancy Sullivan had an Easter birthday. Gail Warpool had a birthday. And Megan Hutchins. You know Megan?
I do.
Okay. I saw you put her name. It's your name's beside it. Yeah.
Yeah, she works with Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, okay. Mickey Lovett. You know him.
I do.
Omar Smith. We both know him.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Omar, by the way. What's he doing right now? Probably nothing. Just getting ready for basketball startup.
Probably getting ready for summer ball. Going. Yeah.
Dan Johnson has a birthday as well. And that's a look at our birthdays.
You can call or text in to add yours, 615-893-1450.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees. Southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms return to the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 58 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the 24th annual Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities. It's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. Check out rcearthday.com.
Good morning. Some rain moving into the Nashville area. Give yourself extra travel time. We got a crash 40 eastbound at Church Street, right in the heart of downtown. That's getting some attention. Again, it's really starting to build down 65 as you work your way past Trinity Lane, I-40. Already a little bit tricky coming in from the west side. Again, with dealing with all this heavy rain out here, lots of standing water. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this week when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial.
Over the weekend, Dave Grohl returned to the stage, but with a very different band.
Come on now!
Wow, a lot of brass and strings there, and a surprise performance with the LA Philharmonic at Coachella. Dave tore into hits like Everlong. It was his first time performing Foo Fighters songs since August of 2024. And it was all lightsabers on deck at the big Star Wars celebration event in Tokyo, where fans got first looks at Ryan Gosling's new project, Star Wars Starfighter.
This script is just so good.
And Gosling himself was in Tokyo to talk it up.
It has such a great story with great and original characters. It's filled with so much heart.
That'll be out in 2027. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we want to say congratulations to Brady Lutton, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for all he does for the city of Murfreesboro, and is just a great guy. It's kind of like me.
That could be you, yeah.
Brady Lutton will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, located at 117 South Academy Street, and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Brady. Hey, if you know someone like that, like John Dinkins even, you can
great guy.
Text Neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply from us, and there will be a link there, and it'll open up in your web browser. And if you'll save that in your favorites on your web browser, you can get to it anytime. So you really only have to text once, but you can continue to text ever how much you want. But anyway, you'll fill out that web form, click submit. You'll get to that same form at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarlane. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Stay tuned for the news. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Pope Francis dies at age 88.
He made his last public appearance yesterday on Easter Sunday,
greeting the faithful right to the end.
He got the nickname the People's Pope.
A legacy of welcoming everyone.
He's made me feel like there's a place for me in the church.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Just one day after wishing the world a happy Easter from the Vatican.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
The announcement this morning that Pope Francis has died just weeks after a hospital stay for double pneumonia. World leaders are remembering him with phrases like beacon of compassion, calling him a man of peace, humility, and human dignity.
Abemus Papam.
It was March 13th, 2013, and when that white smoke signal rose above the Vatican, the world's 1.3 billion Roman Catholics got their first Jesuit, their first ever Latin American pontiff. Jorge Mario Bergoglio's first words to them set the tone for his papacy.
Dare la benedizione, ma prima.
And now I would like to give you the blessing, he said, but first I want to ask you for a favor. Before the bishop blesses the people, I ask that you would pray to the Lord to bless me.
He chose the name Francis after Francis of Assisi. And like that saint, he practiced simplicity and humility. Gone were the red slippers and gold crucifixes of his predecessors. His living quarters were plain, not palatial. He often carried his own bags and drove his own car. For many Roman Catholics, Papa Francisco was a breath of fresh air.
I heard Pope Francis in his message, and I couldn't stay away.
He makes me feel great. He makes me want to bring friends to church.
At least 2 million people showed up to hear him speak on Rio's famed Copacabana beach. They listened to a leader who promised to protect the poor, the weak, the environment. Francis was chosen to be a reformer, and he eventually did take on the Vatican's backbiting bureaucracy, financial corruption, and the priest's sex abuse scandals. Some hoped he might go further.
At a press conference aboard a papal flight, he appeared to crack open a space for homosexuals in the church with a single phrase. Who am I to judge, he said.
But while Francis changed the tone of the institution, conservative church teaching stayed the same during his papacy. He reaffirmed church doctrine opposing gay marriage and pretty much everything else, from birth control to the ordination of women. Ultimately, history will decide how the 266th Pope made his mark on the world. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
As we mentioned earlier, the Pope appeared in public yesterday to wish the faithful a happy Easter, and then he took a ride that turned out to be his last. Crutch editor John Allen.
Watching that scene unfold in St. Peter's Square, where for the first time since that 38-day hospitalization when Pope Francis was battling double pneumonia, we saw him astride the Pope mobile and making one of those triumphant swings through St. Peter's Square, greeting the faithful who had assembled to see him on Easter Sunday. We all thought this was his triumphant comeback. As it turned out, of course, it was his triumphant farewell. But I think it probably was precisely the way Pope Francis would have scripted his exit. His papacy was all about proximity to the people from beginning to the end.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris, where the bells of Notre Dame rang out 88 times on the news of the Pope's death. Then the cathedral bells sounded in a continuous loop, heard across the city as Catholics in Paris took in the news. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Pope Francis, who he said fought for justice throughout his life.
It's 4 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that catch-up.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
There's been another possible Pentagon security breach on what was supposed to be a secret chain of messages using the Signal app. This time, the chat on Yemen didn't include a journalist, but rather two members of the defense secretary's family. Here's CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent sensitive details about military strikes in a second Signal chat that included his brother and his wife. Sources told CBS News the second chat also included information about timing and types of targets F-18 fighter jets would hit on March 15th, the same details that were in the chat that mistakenly included the editor at The Atlantic.
The latest U.S. airstrikes on Yemen include an attack on the capital. Houthi rebels say the strikes killed 12 people and wounded 30 others. U.S. Central Command has had no comment. The U.S. continues to target the Houthis because of the group's attacks on Red Sea shipping and on Israel. The white supremacist convicted of killing 23 people in the 2019 El Paso Walmart shooting is expected to accept a plea deal to save his own life. Here's KRLD's Chris Fox.
The plea deal Crucius agreed to would take the death penalty off the table, a reversal for El Paso District Attorney James Montoya, who ran for office calling for death.
I could not, in good conscience, continue to seek the death penalty against the wishes of so many of the victims.
Montoya adding the families wanted the case to be over with. Crucius is already serving 90 consecutive life sentences in his federal court conviction. In his manifesto, Crucius said the shooting was, quote, in response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A scary Sunday at Harvard where police say somebody opened fire at the school's subway stop.
It's not what you expect when you come down to Harvard.
Just knowing that there's so many people here this weekend for like the Boston Marathon, that's a little unsettling.
Definitely concerning, a little bit scared.
The Boston MTA police superintendent says a gunman shot at, quote, a targeted individual, but appears to have hit no one. Students were told to shelter in place for part of the afternoon. This is the first day of classes for Florida State University since Thursday's shootings that killed two people and wounded six. CBS's Katie Weiss is in Tallahassee.
FSU President Robert McCullough says the university is setting up resources for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting.
It's overwhelming.
A memorial on the FSU campus grows by the day.
It's unfortunate this is becoming more commonplace, but we're strong and we'll work through it together.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance for showers and thunderstorms return through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 58 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of rain showers into the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident out here in the rain on 40 eastbound at Whitebridge Road. It's slow at times out on the west side. I-40 east there approaching Charlotte Pike with this heavy downpour out here. Give yourself extra time with this rain. Standing water on main and secondary arteries, building pretty good. 65 south at Trinity Lane, it's already heavy where the people are rubbernecking, looking at a stalled car over in the eastbound lanes as they come down 40 west there is Central Pike through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. Say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, whoa, it's all right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That it's all right. They say it's all right.
Welcome in to hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're rocking and rolling here at 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is episode...
Wouldn't it be 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yeah. You're right. What time is it?
We're rocking and rolling, all right.
What day is it? Episode 1640. It is Monday. It's the 21st of April. Earth Day is tomorrow, the actual day, Earth Day. But the celebration here in Rutherford County is this Saturday on the square, 10 to 2. Don't miss it. It'll be a fun time. So, how are you?
Oh, since 15 minutes ago, I'm okay.
Wow.
You do remember that we had a 6 o'clock hour, don't you? You remember we were...
I thought that's what this was.
No. This is the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay. Got a few things to talk about here in just a second. If you're a Family Feud game show fan, I've got something that you'll want to watch coming up. But first, why don't we do our song of the day? Our song of the day today is tied to... The National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Can I ask a question before you do that? So it's being the game shows.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to be on Celebrity Jeopardy, do you know there's some of these celebrities are pretty smart?
Yeah. I'm not doing Celebrity Jeopardy. I'm not very good at Jeopardy.
Oh, okay. All right. Just wondered. Would you do Family Feud?
I would.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. You, it'd be you and Dalton and Megan. And well, how many do they have? Five?
Megan won't do it.
Okay, so it'd be Bobby you and would. Dalton, Bobby.
That's three. Probably Jeffrey.
Okay, that's four. You need one more. Grandma, maybe?
Oh, now that would be a hoot.
Yeah, put her on the end down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Barrett family. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, go ahead. Just popped in my head.
Think about that, because I'm going to tell you about a local tie to that coming up. But here's our song of the day. From the Baja Men. And it's because today is National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
So you looked that up and you planted that song?
So the last couple of weeks, last week with Uncle Sam's playlist and this week, I was just trying out ChatGPT and saying, hey, pick me some random songs and then...
Songs for a specific day now.
Well, that's what it is this week. I don't really know that I care for that, but that's what we did for this week.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like
tomorrow's
it.
Earth Day, so we've got
kinda
an Earth Day
kind of kills two birds with one stone, doesn't it?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, maybe just
Dalton.
A
Dalton won't like it.
I don't know. Well, what's he going to be here to know about it this week? So I saw this on Mr. Whitmore's... Facebook page, and I think it was maybe on the Murfreesboro TN Facebook group or whatnot, but April 30th, May 1st, 2nd, and 5th, the Whitmore family from Murfreesboro will be on Family Feud.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's going to, it airs on WUXP Channel 30.
Yeah.
In Nashville. So they had a lot of fun doing it. Of course, they taped those shows. But anyway, Dalton went to school with, and we saw, it's Danielson, and I can't remember his brother's twin brother's name, but they played at Siegel, if you remember, twin brothers a few years back. And Dalton went to school with him, and Donald's their dad, and he's got a twin brother too, so two sets of twins. But they're from Murfreesboro. I thought that was kind of cool.
I would think you and Dalton would fight on Family Feud.
Probably. Or he'd say, that's a dumb answer. We fight on Family Feud up here.
We're good on it. We're good here in the studio, though.
Maybe we should do that.
You know?
What do you think?
Well, don't you have to be celebrities to do that? Or?
Well, it could be the WGNS family.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, you, Dalton, and Melissa, and Bart, and Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's think of something else today.
Probably so. Yeah. There's no telling what Melissa would think of, for sure.
Well, I've got something here.
I'm just thinking about that. That seems kind of weird.
Were you done?
If you've got something.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. You're rolling.
Oh, am I?
Cheech and Chong.
What about them?
Do you remember Cheech and Chong of the 70s? They made movies.
And they were famous for...
smoking weed. Well, they're making a new movie.
Oh no.
And guess what it's called?
Cheech and Chong Return?
Last movie. Yeah. They're both like 80 now, but they haven't changed a bit. They had an interview with them, and they have not changed one bit. I mean, especially it's Chong. Tommy Chong, he hasn't changed a bit. So it should be, I think that kind of be fun, cuz you can kind of take back and have a little lighter view of it now, you know, than you did back then.
How many movies did they do? Let's see. Just pulled that up here. They had their primary films, 1978, Up in Smoke, next movie, Nice Dreams, it goes on and on.
I think Up in Smoke was their big one, I think.
Yeah, that was the first one that kind of put them on the map. There was an animated movie, I did not know that, in 2013.
Of course, Cheech Marin went on to do some movies. You know, he was in Nash Bridges. He was on that TV show with Don Johnson.
Yes, Nash he Bridges. Was.
Yeah. I so did not. He's gone on to do quite a few things.
You amaze me at the things that you can remember and know.
And no, I can't remember my middle name sometimes, but I can remember those kind of things. Yeah.
See, I've always been horrible with, you know, the actor that played in this movie or that movie.
I never watched an episode of Nash Bridges. I never watched a single episode of Nash Bridges, which is amazing. I just like to listen, hear about entertainment news, I think.
That's why everybody likes you on their trivia team.
Yeah, I think so. Music-wise, too, usually. If it's anything from 80s down, I'm pretty good.
Music, entertainment?
Yeah.
What else is your specialty? Social studies?
No, I'm terrible in that, and that's my major.
All right, here's sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Golden State Warriors took their playoff opener at Houston 95-85. It was a 23-point lead for Golden State in the third quarter. The lead was down to 4 late in the game. Steph Curry scored 31 points. Cleveland got 30 from Donovan Mitchell and beat the Miami Heat 121-100. At Boston, 30 points for Derek White in a Celtics win over Orlando 103-86. And Oklahoma City pounded Memphis 131-80, the largest Game 1 win in NBA playoff history. In the NHL playoff late game at Vegas, the Golden Knights defeated Minnesota 4-2, victories for Toronto and Carolina. U.S. women's hockey won the world championships, beating Canada in overtime. Justin Thomas was the golf winner in a playoff. NASCAR's Cup Series was off for Easter. The Sunday night ball game went to the Padres, now 16-6, beat Houston 3-2. The Reds won at Baltimore 24-2.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health. In the next 5 minutes, we'll be talking with Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
It's allergy season. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
Something special going on right now.
Yeah, so this weekend on Friday and Saturday will be our annual anniversary sale. We've been doing it for as long as I can remember. This will be our 36th year in business. This month is our 36th year in business. And every year in April, we take, at least one day, sometimes a whole week. It's varied over the different years to sort of celebrate that time. Great customer appreciation as well for those that have kept us in business as long as we've seen a lot of health food stores come and go over the years. In mom and pop, it's a different landscape. You know, every 5 to 6 years, I feel like the landscape changes a little bit in our world, but we're still hanging around, and I'm very, very appreciative of that fact. And so all of our supplements will be 25% off on Friday and Saturday. All of the products that are not supplements will be 15% off. So personal care, essential oils, foods, things like that that aren't normally on sale will also be on sale. We also will have a lot of prizes and giveaways that people can sign up for baskets. We always have a table full of different, you know, free foods that we offer in the store. Get people to try some, you know, this gluten-free cookie or stevia sweetened chocolate or, you know, this gluten-free donut or things like that that we have in the store, along with a lot of product samples that people can use. Sometimes it's a day's worth of something, and sometimes it's whole bottles of things that we give away, t-shirts and all kind of stuff that we have. And so we definitely encourage everybody to come. Of course, our customers that normally come, but also people maybe that have never come to the store, it's a great opportunity for them to come and try things and get things on sale.
Now, when you highlight those supplements that are on sale, what types of things are we talking about here?
Basically anything that's in a peel or a powder or a liquid. So we've got, if I kind of lay out the store, we have vitamins, right? So that's multivitamins, your A to Z, they've got everything in it. Then we've got your individual vitamins, A, B, C, D, E. And then you've got all of your minerals like magnesium and zinc and calcium and all of those different types of things. And then we have kind of like our condition specific type of nutrients, things that are going to be helpful for joint pain and blood sugar control and digestive enzymes and the vast array of probiotics that we have and collagen and all of the individual herbs like valerian and passion flower and golden seal and echinacea and things like that, ashwagandha, and then a lot of heart healthy things for blood pressure, COQ10 and red yeast rice, things for cholesterol, and then of course a wide array of essential fatty acids like fish oil and evening primrose oil and things that are for your brain and medicinal mushrooms and so many different things. All of those will be 25% off.
It seems like I've heard more and more talk about mushrooms over the last year, but more people are talking about them.
It's a very hot category. It has been for a while. We have a brand called Host Defense, and we've been carrying it for probably 3 or 4 years would be my guess. I could be wrong. Time flies. But I was very reluctant to carry it for a long time just because we have so many brands. And so every time somebody pitches me on a brand, I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and I was very familiar with this brand because Paul Stamets, who owns that brand, has been on. He's got like Netflix documentaries. He's amazing. He's like the guru of mushrooms. Right. So I finally said, OK, we're going to bring in this brand. We do gangbusters with that brand. It is unbelievable how much mushrooms we sell. Lion's Mane is the number one mushroom that we sell. It's for brain health, depression, neuropathy, those types of things. It's excellent for that. We also sell a lot of turkey tail, and turkey tail is excellent for the immune system. There's a tremendous amount of studies on turkey tail for breast cancer. And we sell a lot of turkey tail also. We also have some of their kind of like mushroom coffees, you can call them. Their products are actually coffee, and then they add lion's mane mushroom to them. They have a coffee version. They have one with a chocolate that they call mocha. They have a hot cocoa version and a matcha version. Then we also have mushroom coffees, not related to that brand, that have coffee or don't have coffee, because they are really popular and people are trying to think of different ways to get them. There's mushroom gummies now. Of course there is. And so we have liquids and powders, and I take mushroom powders pretty much on a daily basis. They just have such tremendous benefit. Like reishi mushroom is excellent for stress, really, really good for stress. And a lot of the mushrooms people think of more so for immune system. But there's some mushrooms like cordyceps. It's very good for breathing and helping with exercise performance and that type of thing. It would be way better than doing a pre-workout. So yeah, mushrooms are really awesome.
Now, going back to the anniversary, 36 years, you don't hear a lot about businesses, local businesses that have been around for that long. That's really cool.
Yeah, I was actually going down the road on Broad Street, and Demos had a sign up, and it said since 1989. I was like, oh, we started the same year. Now, the store has been there longer than that. Like, there were owners before us, and so I never know exactly when the store started. People will come in and be like, I know it was here in the 70s. Like, I came in the 70s, and it was on, of course, it was on the square back then. But my family's owned it since 1989, but it's been around even longer than that. And of course, the crazy thing is that we've actually been at our location now longer than we were on the square, because we moved there in 2006. So we're reaching our 19th year of being at that location, which is crazy. And then our Smyrna location, it's been at the location that it's been at now for 12 years. And we opened that location in 1991. So this is actually their 34th year in being in Smyrna.
So again, a lot of sales going on right now at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where do we find you in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna?
So in Smyrna, we're located at 901 Rock Springs Road, right near Old Nashville Highway. And then here in Murfreesboro, very near downtown, 621 South Church.
Again, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Health tips with Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the Rutherford County 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. They'll provide free hot dogs and popcorn and the electric griddle food truck serving up those gourmet grilled cheese. Free fun for the whole family April 26th on the Square.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're boot scooting boogieing on into 7:30 here this morning on a Monday, April the 21st. It's 7:30 too.
Yeah, and happy birthday today to Mickey Lovett, Omar Smith, and Dan Johnson. Yesterday, we celebrated Nancy Sullivan, Gail Warpool, and Megan Hutchins.
Well, those are the names that we had coming into the morning. I know we've had a few calls and texts here this morning. If you haven't gotten it in just yet, I'll remind you, we've got those names on the list. But if you haven't gotten with us just yet, this is kind of our deadline. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. And be sure to join us this morning. We'll announce all the names coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door-to-door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to murfreesborocensus.com. That's murfreesborocensus.com.
At 7:31, time to check traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, showers and thunderstorms return into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 75 degrees. Southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Into tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms return to the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 58 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of rain showers into the afternoon under sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Good morning. I see a car up against the wall, possibly involved in a crash here on 40 westbound before you get to OHB out here in Hermitage. And that's already starting to get heavy, all that traffic arriving here from Wilson County into Hermitage on 40 west. Again, just trying to get up to OHB, finishing up an accident, had it slow 40 eastbound over here at Whitebridge Road that was slowing down West Nashville traffic just a few minutes ago on 40 eastbound. At one point, it looked like it was trying to slow down there around Charlotte Pike. This rain not help and give yourself extra time. When you need dependable towing, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A man wanted for the fatal stabbing of his estranged wife has been captured by U.S. Marshals Service Task Force agents. Candido Rubio Perez, age 54, was arrested on Monday at an apartment complex on Berkeley Drive in Murfreesboro and booked on a criminal homicide warrant. He's accused of killing 52-year-old Nikura Alfonso Alcevedo in what authorities believe was a domestic violence-related attack outside of Caldwell Elementary School in Nashville. The incident occurred just before dawn, prior to student arrival. Acevedo, who had worked at Caldwell as a custodian since the fall, was discovered unresponsive in the school parking lot around 6 a.m. by a fellow staff member. Investigators believe that Perez had been lying in wait for her. Following the attack, Metro Nashville Police launched an immediate homicide investigation and a warrant was issued. Law enforcement urged the public to help locate Rubio Perez, offering a cash reward through Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, Rutherford County faces an economic hit as Saks Global announced that it will permanently close its Tennessee Fulfillment Center at 1 Walden Brooks Drive in Laverne. Starting June 4, 2025, the company will begin laying off all 446 employees, with the process expected to conclude by November 30th. The closure was detailed in a WARN notice submitted to the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development on April 17th. The Northern Middle Local Workforce Development Area Rapid Response Team, coordinated by Workforce Essentials, is stepping in to assist affected workers with retraining and job placement. Local and state officials, including area mayors and members of Congress, were notified as part of the response. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS. And some trivia for you this morning. TV Western trivia. Now, John, I can see the answer, so this is going to be you. But I think
is this from Get TV?
No, it is
not.
Okay,
all right.
And you're going to be really good at this, I think.
No, I don't know.
So, Richard Boone played the part of Paladin, a gentleman gun for hire in Have Gun Will Travel. If you wanted to hire him for a job, in which city would you find his office, assuming it hadn't burned down?
There's no multiple choice?
No.
Oh.
No multiple choice either.
Oh,
no.
That's going to be hard. I don't know.
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Okay. Hugh O'Brien starred in this Western about a legendary lawman of the frontier. What was the name of the series?
The Life and Legends of Wyatt Earp.
You are correct, sir. Which television cowboy based in San Francisco at the Carlton Hotel dressed mainly in black and used Silver Chestnut as his trademark?
That'd be Paladin, and yeah. They have Gun Will Travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Guy Madison played the starring role of U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok in The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah.
Who played the role of his 300-pound partner, Deputy Marshal Jingles P. Jones?
You know, this is before my time. It was the 50s. Andy Devine. I'll throw it out there.
You are right.
Is that right?
That is right. That's absolutely right.
How in the world did I get that one?
Deadwood started a 3-year run in 2004. Which saloon did
you may have to help me on this
Al Swearengen own?
I never saw that.
That was the gym. I'll try to keep it in the 60s, maybe. The theme song to this Western referred to the character as, quote, a knight without armor in a savage land.
Oh.
What was the series? I'll give you a hint. We've already mentioned it. We've already mentioned this series that Paladin starred in.
Oh, Have Gun Will Travel?
Yeah.
I need to hear the song. I guess
it's part of the theme song.
They're really into Have Gun Will Travel, aren't
I guess.
They?
What is a chaparral, as in The High Chaparral, starring Leif Erikson, which ran from 67 to 71? What is that?
You know, I never thought of it. A ranch, maybe? The High Chaparral. That's what the name of the ranch in that show.
It refers to...
Cowboy...
The shrubs that were in the California state.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said I'd be good at this.
Well, Frontier Doctor. Who was the Frontier Doctor, played by Rex Allen, a veteran of movie-singing cowboys?
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry.
Frontier Doctor. Who was the Frontier Doctor played by Rex Allen? Was the name of the character. A veteran of movie-singing cowboys.
Early 50s.
Okay, that was Dr. Bill Baxter. Okay. I'm going to skip another Paladin. In the early 70s series, Alias Smith and Jones, starring Peter Duhl and Ben Murphy, Duhl's character was called Hannibal Hayes. What was Murphy's character?
Hannibal Lecter. Let's see.
Similar to Kid Rock.
Yeah, I know. Kid something.
Curry.
Kid Curry.
Curry. Wagon Train ran from 57 to 65 and depicted the problems encountered by a California-bound wagon train. In 1960... Ward Bond, who portrayed a wagon master named Seth Adams, passed away. Who replaced him?
John McIntyre.
That is correct. So, yeah, I told you it would
and
be
John
good.
McIntyre also replaced the guy that passed away in the Virginian, too.
I think I remember you saying that before. Hopalong Cassidy rode the TV Western Trails from 49 to 52. What was the name of Hopalong's faithful horse?
I wasn't born.
Okay.
Hopalong Cassidy.
It was Topper.
Hmm.
Topper. Let's get one more. This Western was about a group of men herding 3,000 head of cattle to the market. What was the name of the series that ran from 59
Rawhide.
To 65?
Rawhide.
That's it. Starring?
Them up, move them out.
Clint
Eric Fleming
Eastwood.
And Clint Eastwood.
There you go. That's trivia for you.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. If you're looking for a new watch, we have Longines and Seiko. And then in the pre-owned market, we have pre-owned Rolexes and Tag. You can keep up to date with that on our Instagram and TikTok. If you're trying to sell your pre-owned Rolex, bring it by to Bell Jewelers and we'll give you an offer for it. And if you're looking for a pre-owned Datejust, some Mariner or GMT, come to buy Bell Jewelers. We have those items here in store right now. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here at 7:42, wrapping up the crew here for this Monday morning. I did say 7:42, not 6:42.
I don't know. Well, you're in a different day, I think.
Today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Brady Lutton. Today's Good Neighbor for all that he does for the city of Murfreesboro and just an all-around great feller. So Brady Lutton receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts along with News Radio WGNS. So congrats to Brady and enjoy the flowers. Thanks to Jenny Harrison and her staff over at Ryan Flowers for continuing to partner with us on the Good Neighbor of the Day. And you can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways that you can get your good neighbors into us. Want to remind you that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and so is Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration, which is coming up this Saturday. So you'll want to be there. MTE kind of puts this together. They're the primary organizer of Earth Day, so be sure to check it out. They've got live music every hour, different music from 10 to 2. They've got local and organic products that will be out there. Kids are going to have a fun time at the Kids Zone. Free food. It's a good time. RCEarthDay.com if you want to find out more information about this Saturday's Earth Day, 10 to 2 on the square.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, our final dad joke that has been submitted by Daryl Rigsby, we did last Thursday and Friday. They've all been spectacular. Why do cows wear bells, John?
I don't know why.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, that's amazing.
Replay.
That's amazing. That's a definite five. He's made the triple crown.
He has.
Congratulations, Daryl.
I think your jokes are amazing too, Daryl.
Your jokes are amazing. Why are you using me all the time now?
You don't sound very enthralled.
That's because I was talking about your jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't very, yeah.
Daryl may want to ask what you said about his
jokes.
You've
manipulated the board in order to make that sound, you know.
Timeout.
Kind of like it's illegal or something.
Illegal?
Yeah.
You're going to throw a penalty marker on me?
No, I'd like to take something to smash that computer you got that has the board.
Well, don't do it now. What have we learned today?
I don't know. You tell me. You forgot what day it was, so.
Paladin? There were lots of Have Gun Will Travel trivia questions a minute ago.
I'm going to find somebody who can do a little better on the trivia, trying to find trivia. I don't know. You're just not.
Well, there's not. I've got a good source for trivia, but there just wasn't a Western trivia, and I know that's kind of your wheelhouse.
No, it's not really.
Yeah.
I know a lot of things. I know about The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. That was a comedy. Anyway, we talked about Easter dinner, Wink Martindale's death, Gene Hackman. Found a little more information about that.
Ooh, that was
the Whitworth
weird.
Family going to Family Feud.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a neat deal. And then we did Western trivia as well. So
they must have done really well because they're going to be on the 30th and then May 1st, 2nd, and 5th. So they're on 4 days.
Oh.
So they must have done pretty well.
Yeah.
I think.
They had to come back.
Yeah. I mean, they're a lot.
Now, we're really going to be disappointed now that you said that and they're out the first night.
Well, I mean, they're going to be on the show for 4 different appearances, so they must have
I wonder if they practiced it before they went on.
I don't know how you would, unless
maybe...
Well,
you just play the game, play like we do.
Yeah.
But
the one that we play actually are questions that have been done on the show before.
I think one morning we'll just have a Family Feud...
Family Feud Day?
Day, and we'll have 3 other people come in and play against us.
Oh, wow.
Mm. We're going to have to find 3 friends.